From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Demonstrators took to the streets of several major U.S. cities Friday night to voice their concerns over this week's deadly police shootings of two black men and the killing of five Dallas police officers and wounding of seven others. Hear now from some of the demonstrators in Atlanta, Georgia.
My prayers goes out to everybody that lost someone in Dallas, especially police force and everything like that. But violence is not the way to stop it. That ain't going to do never to intensify and put fuel on the fire. And the way that I feel like our people here in Atlanta, we believe that. We believe that it's not going to be nonviolent. So we here to protest nonviolently and to show our voices without showing our guns.
It's time for us to stand up for each other. And me personally, I'm not someone who's at risk right now. So I don't think it's enough for white people to say they're afraid and sad and just not actually do anything and stand up when our fellow humans are actually experiencing threats to their life and are in actual danger. So I think it's time that we do what we say we'll do and actually be willing to stand up for each other.
Police use an explosive device to kill the lone gunman in the Dallas shootings. He opened fire on police just as a peaceful demonstration over the recent killings of black men by police was ending. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state will get through this tragedy.
Texans have faced challenge after challenge after challenge for well over a century. And we've always shown our trademark resilience, which is needed now as much as ever.
The eruption of violence has prompted President Barack Obama to return from his trip to Europe on Sunday, a day earlier than planned. This is VOA News. An official of the alliance of NATO says leaders will likely decide on Saturday to start conducting